And local news, the International Surfing Association has confirmed that Billy Stearman has provisionally qualified for Paris 2024 as the highest placed male from the Oceania continent. Pending selection by the New Zealand Olympic Committee, this will mean Stearman's second Olympics after being the first ever male surfer from New Zealand to compete at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, where he placed ninth. Billy said he was super stoked to get the Olympic spot, but he's still going at the World Surfing Games, and having advanced to the top 12, he was determined to bring back a World Surfing Games medal, although the news from overnight is that he came fourth in his round five heat. Fellow Kiwi Safi Vett has been knocked out of contention at the Games, but not before she also qualified for what will be her first Olympics in 2024. And the Kiwi team currently sitting 11th on the table. Phil McCabe will be speaking at Science Night tonight at the Harbourview Hotel at 6 p.m. about seabed mining, of course, and whether it should be banned. The government has announced a select committee inquiry despite three attempts to get EPA approval showing that the activity can't be done safely. Meantime, Raglan's favourite corporation, Trans-Tasman Resources, has been sent back to the beginning once again at the EPA after every court in the land agreed that the EPA screwed up when it approved their most recent application. Sad news in Raglan earlier this week. Joe's Takeaway has announced they're having the week off. The ever-popular and cost-effective Takeaways always closes for a short period each winter, but will be opening again next Wednesday, 14th of June. And the Raglan Growers Market is having its final session this Friday, 5 p.m. at the Church Hall on Stewart Street. The market was having a quiet run for its second year when the slip occurred on State Highway 23, at which point they received a massive boost to their customer base, which continued after the highway was reopened and has led to an extension of the market all the way into winter. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 7th of June, 2023.